John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. We have a very basic theme of Scripture echoed in that first reading from the prophet Isaiah, which Gary read for us. The Lord says, "It is too little for you to be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to all the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." All the promises made originally to Israel, his beloved people, all those promises that were summed up in "the Messiah will come to you," were fulfilled when Jesus came, but in a way beyond our imagining. They were fulfilled not only for Israel, but for all the nations of the earth. He came a light not only to the ones he was promised to save, but a light to all the people. And so in the gospel reading, we have John the Baptizer finally recognizing, "This is the one. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus came to save us from our sins. And the way he saved us from our sins, very simply, another basic scriptural theme. We're reminded of it in the refrain that we said between the verses of the psalm. "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." That's how Jesus saved us, doing the will of the Father. He said, "I do always the things that please him. My meat is to do the will of him who sent me. I have a baptism wherewith I am to be baptized, how I am straitened until it is accomplished." Jesus came to do the will of his Father, because everything else but the will of God is waste and void, waste and void, darkness on top of the deep. As it was for Jesus, so it is for us. All that matters is the will of God. And so, we should not run the risk of passing even an hour, let alone a day, without checking to make sure that what we are about is the will of God. Otherwise, waste and void, waste and void. For Jesus, who was the eternal Son of God, he always knew the will of his Father. And the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, who was the Spirit of Jesus, dwelled in him in his fullness and made it possible for him to do what he came to know was his Father's will. But it's not that way with us. What we automatically turn to what nature automatically leads us to. What we think from time to time is good for us and pleasurable and pleasing is not always, as we know, the will of God. In fact, I am convinced that if we are not in the habit of daily prayer, if we are not in the habit of every day taking time to stop the noise, to stop the distraction, to stop all that's hurrying us inside and out, and find a quiet place to spend some time listening, waiting for the reassurance in our heart that the thing we are about to do is what God wants us to do. If we are not in the habit of daily prayer, seeking only the will of God and the strength to do His will, we run the risk of waste and void, waste and void. In the gospel reading, St. John says twice that he didn't know Jesus. He didn't recognize Jesus. Now, they were cousins, and he certainly grew up with Jesus. So he certainly didn't mean that he didn't know him in that obvious sense. He meant that he didn't recognize him as the Lord. He didn't recognize him as the Messiah. He didn't recognize his will and his way as the will of God for him. And that happens so easily to us. Jesus can be speaking very intimately, closely, and deliberately to us. God has a plan for us, and he might be making it known to us in one or another person around us, but we do not recognize that one. We do not know that one to be the messenger of God. But if we take the time every day to try to find in prayer his will and to try to find in prayer his strength, we will recognize God's message when it comes to us. And we will be in the right place at the right time, and all things will fall so readily into place that we will come every once in a while to realize, wow, this is pleasing God. Like Jesus, I am doing his will. To know that, to experience that in our hearts, is the highest happiness we can know in this valley of tears.